Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Tim Harrison, who's Head of Wealth Management at Alinea Investments. How are you today, Tim?
It's Friday. It's a bank holiday weekend. One of my best friends is getting married on Sunday, so a good few days ahead.
Right, okay. So you'll be back bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Tuesday.
Of course. It's the end of the quarter, or end of the month, so there'll be plenty going on. And obviously, as we step into September, we've got the end of Jackson Hole this weekend. We've got GDP figures out as we speak. So plenty to chew over the weekend, and hopefully a little bit more optimism potentially into year end.
Right. And September's not known for being a very good month on the stock market. Is that something you factor in or try and factor in, or you just ignore it and look at specific situations?
Well, we're very much stock specific with a macro overview. And as I've mentioned numerous times before, when we do reach extended levels on the upside, we always do err on the side of caution. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of the US over the next few hours. But you've got to be cautious on the fact that there is a lot more rhetoric with regards to increasing rates in the US. The cable rate is obviously hung around the 130, 132 level. So it's an interesting time. The selling may go away, come back on St. Ledger's Day. That's up and coming. We've got a couple of clients' horses are running, so that should be an event to watch out for. But it drives us into year end and hopefully some interesting investing opportunities.
Right, a couple of situations you want to look at. One you looked at before, Barclays Group.
Yeah. Again, it's the whole theme with Barclays Group. We've been shorted a couple of times and made some good money on it over the past 9 months. We are actually starting to pick a long position up in the company. Fundamentally, it's a great business. Tony Pidgley paying himself a huge amount of cash from the business. The kind of guy I like. He doesn't take any prisoners, but more importantly, he pays himself on the profitability of the business. Furthermore, you've got the likes of Odie starting to cover their short position. On top of that, you've got general slightly more improved sentiment within the property sector post-Brexit. So we think around here it's a decent opportunity. You could see it retracing back to its highs of 37, 38 quid. Over the next couple of months.
So basically, the world didn't come to an end on June the 24th. The house builders have stabilised. It's a more transparent situation, therefore, tentatively long.
You've got a lot of foreign money coming into the marketplace, taking advantage of the cable rate. That's the key. Barclays Group, their main focus is on the high-end luxury market, as opposed to the cannon fodder, if you like. So with a price bracket up at the upper end of the marketplace, it's not putting off the foreign buyers
have got a 10% discount already, so they're happy.
Exactly that. And if you look at London, it's a booming economy, regardless of what any newspaper hacks may say. There's plenty going on here. There's plenty of optimism within the square mile. And again, caution, but I do think it's a decent opportunity.
I'll pass on your good wishes and goodwill to our friends in Fleet Street. Right, next company.
We've built a position and continue to like a position within GKN. Obviously engineering, etc. It's a rather unsexy business. You look at the heavyweights, the likes of GKN, Rolls-Royce, pretty boring, nondescript. A lot of people don't really understand what they do. However, again, the business is booming into China, into the emerging economies. Again, a lot of their business is export, so they are benefiting from the currency rates right now. But again, with their acquisition of Fokker last year, we do think breaking into China, where ultimately that's where a lot is going on, could really benefit the sales and the revenues for the company. And furthermore, it's a British blue-chip company, companies we like.
Is there a possibility that it may not be British for much longer? Somebody might decide to pick it up.
I don't speculate, but it does make sense. Cards on the table. It wouldn't surprise me if someone were to look at these sorts of companies. Again, their balance sheet is rock solid. A lot of their business is going to foreign buyers. So, it's an opportunity, but that's not why we're buying it. Fundamentals stand firm.
You like it anyway, so yep. No M&A required. On that note, Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management, Alinea Investments, thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.